This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. How many of you have tried everything you can to lose weight, but with no success? Or maybe you've lost weight only to have it return with a vengeance. According to the Bible, there are things in the soul realm that can actually cause those situations to happen. Today, we're going to talk about one of them. It's bitterness. Did you know the Bible says that when you drink the bitter water, it can cause your body to swell? I learned that lesson the hard way. When I let myself get chronically bitter, I simultaneously started packing on the pounds. I wasn't even eating more than usual, and I was exercising. So how do you explain that? It was a mystery until God showed me I had become bitter. When I walked out this revelation that I'm going to teach you today, I instantly lost weight in a one-minute prayer. Today, I'm going to show you proof of this in Scripture, and then you're going to be able to do it too. So we're going to talk about weight, and you're like, oh great, the skinny white chick on stage is going to lecture us about food. Yeah, right. Well, I can't tell you the whole story because it's way too long. If you want to hear the whole story, you got to get my series Soul Food on CD. But I have the right to talk to you about food, and I'm going to just give you a small hint why. My whole life, I have been completely, completely obsessed with food. I had major food issues. From when I was a young kid, I would eat and eat piles of food. I mean, I could eat more food than a grown man, three times more than a large grown man. And I would eat my food with like fierce fastness, literally stuffing it into my mouth. I would like take big pieces of meat and chew it a couple times and then force it down the gullet. I was a mess. I remember once going to Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor. Do you remember Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor? I love that place. They had a thing called the pig trough. It was six scoops of ice cream, like three different toppings mounted on that, two whole bananas, right? And then smothered with whipped cream and all kinds of cherries, right? And if you ate a pig trough, the waitresses would come out and they would sing a song to you. You know, you're a pig, you're a pig, you're a really big pig, right? Well, one day I ate three. So by the third time the waitresses came out to sing the song, they're like this, you're a pig, you're a pig, you're a really big pig. I just couldn't stop. I was obsessed by food. I was possessed by food. I couldn't stop eating. I would eat a full meal, a huge amount of food at record speed. And then at the end, I'd be thinking, I wonder what else there is to eat. I had major food issues. And then God started teaching me about food. He started showing me one of the reasons why we gain weight and can't lose it. And one of those reasons is bitterness of soul. He showed me this scripture one time in Numbers 5. Let's look at it. Do you remember this story? In Numbers 5 is a story about the woman, a wife, that if she commits adultery, her husband, if he suspected her, would bring her to the tabernacle and he would do the following. He would take her to the priest, and then the priest would take a jar full of holy water and he would put some dust in it from the floor of the tabernacle, and then he'd set it before the woman. And that water was called the bitter water that causes the curse. Everybody say it. The bitter water that causes the curse. Now, this woman had to take this bitter water that caused the curse, and she had to do an oath.
She had to say that she had not sinned. And if she had not sinned and broken any of the law, when she drank the bitter water that causes the curse, nothing would happen to her. But if she had sinned, when she drank the bitter water that caused the curse, then the Bible says that these following things would happen to her. It says that that water would go inside of her bowels, that the curse, the bitter water that causes the curse, would go into her bowels and make her belly swell, her thigh rot, and she would be unable to conceive. Did you hear that? It would make her belly swell. Well, you know, I'd read that so many times, but it didn't ring home as a practical application until, of course, I lived through it, because I seem to be the poster child for all the, you know, lab rat experiments for this soul healing stuff. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Kate, for your sacrifice. And I'm not bitter about that at all, no.
People tend to think of missions as overseas evangelism in some country far away. But one of the biggest mission fields is in the prison near your own home. We are called to minister to incarcerated men and women all over the world. Together, we can go into the most critical mission field of all, the prison near you.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking package, Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll free, 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Live Free.
Is your mind full of angry thoughts about a person or a difficult situation? If so, you could have a wound in your soul from bitterness. Now, are there also sicknesses in your body, or are you broke in your finances? Believe me, these things are connected. Once I got healed of the bitterness in my soul, I received numerous physical miracles and major financial breakthroughs. You can too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
So anyway, let me tell you what happened and how I got the revelation of how this connected to the weight gaining stuff. I was on tour, you know, many years ago I started going on tour, and in the beginning for about 4 years, I was on tour. I mean, the kind of tour like, you know, you want to kill people when you're done. That kind of tour. I mean, I was out every single week. Okay, I would leave on a Thursday, right? Get to the destination after who knows how many planes, right? And then, you know, go to bed late at night, get up early, like worshiping all morning, all night long, you know, getting ready, go into the meeting, do a meeting, do the offering, help people out with their meeting, you know, go to bed super late, get up super early and then do a meeting all day long, like three sessions plus other added sessions in between, and finally get done at like midnight, go back to my hotel room, you know, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning after I pack everything, come home, fall into bed on Sunday, exhausted. Then Monday, like, clean up everything, unpacked, try to wash Tuesday, try to catch up with everything, Wednesday, pack again, Thursday, leave. Over and over and over for 4 years until I got completely burnt out and I let myself get totally bitter. Everything was making me bitter, man. Everything. If there was something irritating that happened, I would instantly like flare up on the tour. I mean, I couldn't go through security at TSA without losing it, you know? I mean, I would go through it. I would take off everything I can, rings, earrings, everything, so I wouldn't set off the alarm. But every single time something would happen, the alarm would set off. It's like once you're bitter, you're like a magnet for trouble. Right? It's like, how did that ring? I have no metal. I don't even have metal in my teeth. What are you talking about? But the alarm would go off. And of course, they'd, miss, you need to come over here right now. Please come over here. It's like, stand here, spread your legs apart, and we're going to pat you down. I'd be like, I did 5 years in federal prison. Don't say the words pat you down to me. Ah. everything made me bitter, right? I get into the plane, and the plane, oh my gosh, it used to be a luxury thing to do. You know, flying in the plane was like this just glamorous thing to do. Oh yeah, right now it's a cattle call. All right, the plane is a mess, right? And everybody's pushing and shoving and mad, and everybody's taking every seat. Don't lean your seat back in mine. And I got my seat blocker now. You heard about that, right? Can't put your seat back. Everybody's screaming at each other. I mean, everything in the plane with, like, you're just trying to possess your soul with all you have because it's just making you bitter about everything. It's like, I don't hold the pee-pee well on a long trip, so I have to go to the bathroom. It's like, I hate those moments. Going into the bathroom in the plane, it's always the same. You walk in, you shut the door, and you smell that lovely odor, urination odor. And at the same time, you notice that your shoes are sticking to the floor. And in your heart, I would be cursing every man on the plane. Yeah, you men and your aim. It was a mess. I get off the plane like, You know, we get to the hotel. I'm telling you, magnet. Once you're bitter, you are a magnet for trouble, right? Okay, so we get in the hotel room, and, you know, they give you those magnet cards now. You don't even have, like, a real key anymore. Okay, so this would happen every single time, right? I'd go through the whole weekend. I'd do Friday night and working really hard, and then all day Saturday working like 3, 4, 5 sessions, you know, going for it, doing this stuff. And then, you know, finally then you're talking to everybody and you're ministering and everything else like that, and you finally get done like midnight and you just like drag yourself to the hotel room. Now you've got like 3 hours before you have to get in the plane, so you have to go in the room and pack and change and put everything together, sleep for maybe an hour, and then get up, right? And you take out your card and you put it in the hotel door and it doesn't work. Every time. And I would pull the key out like this is me in the hallway, like in the, you know, trying to possess my soul, right? Like without making a noise, like ripping the key out, going and screaming at it silently in the middle of the hall at midnight. I felt like a mad bull with his horns out, wanting to charge down to the hotel desk and gore somebody behind the desk. It was horrible. Right? And then I'd come home, and I would notice every single time I came home, I would like, I would gain weight. I would gain like 6, 7, 8 pounds, you know what I mean? Every single time my pants wouldn't fit, they'd be uncomfortable, nothing fit anymore. And it would happen every single time. And I'd be like, what is going on? How can that be possible? I fast the entire time, because I would barely eat. I would eat just tiny little bits because I'm fasting and trying to be holy, to bring in the atmosphere, and being mad as heck while I did it. You know what I mean? So I was like, this is impossible. How can it be like that? And I'd be all frustrated and angry. And then I'd only have a couple days before I'd have to go back out again. So I'd get on the treadmill and I'd be like, and maybe get rid of a couple pounds of it, right? And then starve myself to death for the rest of the days and finally get down to normal before I get back in the plane and do it all over again. And then sure enough, the entire trip, and come home, pull the ripcord, life vest, quiche. It was crazy. So I remember one time, I was so frustrated, man. It had gone on for months now, months and months. And I'm like, what is it, God? And so it just so happened that weekend I came home, and I actually had the week off. I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And my husband's like, you're exhausted. Look, we need to go to your sister's. She's not there. She has a pool. She has the cool channels on TV that we don't have. Let's go and hang out. So we drove down there, we took the dogs, we went in, we swam in the pool, you know, and then we sat on the couch, we found a good movie, and so we're watching it, but I'm bothered. I'm completely bothered. I'm trying to figure out why this is happening to me, because I hadn't put it together yet. You think I'm smarter than that, but no, I'm not as smart as I look, okay? All right, so I'm on the couch trying to figure it out, and I start praying for myself. I put my hands on my belly, and I started doing this for 3 hours. You know, I'm thinking, what is it, God? Is it my soul? Is it a demon? If it is, kick him out. If it's my soul, heal it. If it's a fat cell, dissolve it. Just do something. For 3 hours. And my husband's in the recliner, right? And he's got the remote control. And he's looking at me like this and taking the remote control and turning up the volume. Looking at me like, could you lose weight somewhere else? And I am totally bitter, so I'm like, sha la 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 la. So 3 hours goes by right now. By this time, I'm like this. And suddenly, my hands are on my belly like this, and they go, and they drop down. And I'm like, oh, something happened. I lost weight. And it happened instantly. Well, it took 3 hours, but it happened instantly. And I was like, wow, that's cool, supernatural weight loss, dude. I've read about it, I've heard about it, but now it's happening to me, yes. And I was super excited, right? So I'm all happy. I'm like, yeah, I broke that. Oh, awesome. So I go out on tour again next week and hadn't learned my lesson. Ah, get out of my way, evil people on the plane. Mad again, bitter about everything. Came back once again. I'm like, it happened again. What? Oh my gosh, what is this? Ding, 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 ding. Hello. And I got back and I thought, well, it worked last time. I'll do it again this time. And I'm thinking, 3 hours of prayer. Here we go. Whoopee doo. Not bitter about that. Okay. So I laid on the bed, right? Going to bed. I'm like, oh, I wake up in the morning and I lost the weight again. I'm like, yes, cool, it's happening. I don't know why, but yes. So then I go out again and it happened again. We went to a prison gig, and you know, with the prison gigs, it's a big deal. You got to get clearance for everything. There's a lot of red tape to go through. It's a process, man, and stuff can go wrong. And it can be very frustrating, and you could get bitter if you don't possess your soul, okay? So like we gotten a camera, like approval for this prison, which is hard to get. And we come in, and so, you know, Amy's got the window rolling down, and she's shooting as we're pulling in. And the cops must have not got the memo, eh? Because out they run from the control booth, hey, we gotta stop the car, get out of the car, get on the ground! And I'm like, oh, I've been through this before. And I was bitter about it back then, too. All right? Yeah, so, of course, blew up again. Came back, and I'm in the plane, and I'm like, this is it, God. What is this? Why does this keep on happening? And he goes, numbers 5, quit drinking the bitter water. And I went and I read it, and it all snapped into place. When she drank the bitter water that caused the curse, her body would swell. I'm like, duh, okay. So I spent the whole plane trip, like, repenting. I'm sorry for yelling at the hotel desk clerk. I'm sorry for hating the cop's guts. And I went through the list, and I repented. And all of a sudden, I really felt convicted, too. Before, you know what? It felt good to be mad because everybody was blowing it. I had the right to be mad. But suddenly, I felt like a fool. I felt like a complete fool. It's like, I can't believe you've been rude like that this whole time. I can't believe you couldn't possess your soul. That was ugly, Kate, ugly. And I felt bad, I felt convicted. And I prayed and I repented. And I got all the way home and I'd been praying now for, I don't know, a couple hours. So I was primed for a miracle. I put the blood on, which is what the first step to getting your soul healed, isn't it? You gotta repent, you gotta forgive, right? Then I got home and I knew I needed to do step two because I hadn't seen no manifestation yet. I had to release what I'm carrying. I have dunamis resurrection power in me. And dunamis means the power to perform a miracle. So if you need to lose weight, guess what? You have power inside your spirit, man, to make it happen. You think, but to lose weight, that sounds kind of vanity-ish and idolish. No, you know what? God did not create you to carry that extra pounds because it's causing you heart problems. It's causing you diabetes. It's causing issues with your life. Do you think Jesus thinks that's okay? Do you think Jesus wants you to have to suffer like that? No, he doesn't. And he knows that many of you can't even shed some of the pounds because there's stuff going on in the soul that's not allowing you to do that, right? He died for all that stuff. Amen? Okay, so we have power inside of us. It's called dunamis. And it means the power to perform a miracle. Amen? So that includes weight loss. There's not like a cap. There's not like a list. Oh, Jesus only died for cancer, diabetes, heart disease, but not for you to lose weight. Sorry, honey. It's not true. He died for all of it. He died for any affliction that's tormenting you. Is it tormenting you? Then he died for it. Amen? But remember, dunamis also means what? Excellence of soul. I had been letting myself get so bitter. That sin had wounded my soul. I needed to get that wound healed. And then the stuff could come off. And that's what happened. I actually got on the scale. When I got home, I unpacked my stuff. I was actually excited. I felt like something was coming. I got on the scale and I weighed myself. I was about 140 or so. And I went and I laid on my bed and I said, Lord, I put my hands on my belly. I said, Lord, I have repented this whole way. I understand when the woman drank the bitter water that caused the curse, her body would swell, and that's what's been happening to me. I've been drinking the bitter water, and I've been swelling up because of it. And so now I release the dunamis power that's inside my spirit into my soul to heal the wounds that came from my bitterness, and I release it into my physical body so that I can have a miracle happen in my physical body. And so I just release it now, and I command it to go from my spirit into my soul and my body right now in Jesus' name. I prayed for literally 60 seconds, and my hands went like this. And I lost all the weight instantly just by being healed of being bitter. Praise the Lord. Now you think, oh, Kate, big deal. So you lost 6, 7 pounds, 8 pounds. I need to lose 20, 40, 60 pounds. I understand what you're saying. But here's the deal. I believe that if you get healed of bitterness, that you will lose weight. You could lose it supernaturally. You could lose it supernaturally tonight.
I'm believing the Holy Spirit is going to immediately bring to your mind situations or people that you're bitter towards. Then we're going to pray over them together so we can break the curse of the bitter water. Just lift that person or situation up in your mind now. And let's start by being cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Repeat after me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent for getting bitter at that situation and towards that person. I confess that I've been drinking the bitter water. So I ask that you cleanse me of my sins of bitterness now in Jesus' name. I put the blood on every bitter thought, on every bitter emotion that is connected to this situation. I ask that you cleanse me of every bitter word that I've spoken and every bitter action that I've taken. I decree I am forgiven now of the sins of bitterness in Jesus' name. Okay, now let's pray for dunamis power that lives in your spirit, man, to heal the wounds in your soul that came from being bitter. Just say, I command the dunamis power that lives in my spirit to flow into my soul and heal every wound that came from my sins of bitterness. Keep praying with me. Dunamis means excellence of soul, and that's what's happening to me now.
I decree that my soul is becoming excellent. I believe the dunamis resurrection power I received when I was born again is healing me completely and totally. I decree I'm being healed in my soul. So I'm going to be prospered in my health. I will lose weight and keep it off in Jesus' name. Now just sit there quietly and receive while I command the curse of the bitter water to be broken off of you. Ready? I decree that your soul has been healed of all bitterness by the blood of Jesus Christ and his dunamis power. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are excellent of soul. The Bible says the causeless curse cannot alight. Because you've been healed in your soul, you no longer have anything in common with the curse of the bitter water. Jesus became a curse for us. For cursed is anyone that's hung on a tree. So by the authority of his name and the work he did on the cross, I command that curse to be broken off of you in the name of Jesus. I decree you are free, free from the curse of bitter water. Your belly will no longer swell and you will stop gaining weight. I command fat cells to dissolve and for you to lose weight now. I command that you lose it rapidly and you never gain it back again. In Jesus' name, amen.
People tend to think of missions as overseas evangelism in some country far away. But one of the biggest mission fields is in the prison near your own home. We are called to minister to incarcerated men and women all over the world. Together, we can go into the most critical mission field of all, the prison near you.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking package, Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Live Free.
Is your mind full of angry thoughts about a person or a difficult situation? If so, you could have a wound in your soul from bitterness. Now, are there also sicknesses in your body or are you broke in your finances? Believe me, these things are connected. Once I got healed of the bitterness in my soul, I received numerous physical miracles and major financial breakthroughs. You can too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Do you have a friend or loved one in prison? I'd love to send them a free copy of my book. Just log on to katiesouza.com and fill out a prisoner book request today. Next week, we're going to continue this series and include an elongated prayer time to really dig deep and get rid of those wounds that came from drinking the bitter water. Many of you are actually going to start losing weight as you fiercely pursue soul healing in this area. Don't miss any part of this series. See you next week.